Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Dare to dream indeed. If there was ever a great time to be futuristic and to dream big and create big, be willing to step into the creations of your dreams, of your ideas, of your imaginations, folks, this is it. I think humanity and the planet needs us now more than ever before. So a little bit later, I'm going to be featuring some guests you have not yet heard of on this show, but they came so highly recommended that I started following their work. And I think you're going to love what you hear from Drs. JJ and Desiree Hertak, who together have traveled throughout the world to investigate ancient cultures and to work closely with indigenous people. They recently produced an award-winning documentary called The Voice of Africa. They've worked with indigenous Indians of central Brazil, and they're respected archaeologists. They've worked both in Mexico and Egypt, and they were part of a team that uncovered the infamous tomb of Osiris on the Giza Plateau, and much, much more. They are futurists, and the conversation is sure to be illuminating. So welcome to Dare to Dream. I'm Debbie Dashinger. And of course, this show was created for you to feel the inspiration and the motivation to follow the path of what you are excited to create. And I really mean what I say now more than ever before. You know, it's not uncommon to set a goal, and you can call that a desire, a goal, a dream. It's not uncommon to set a goal and then push forward with our eyes so fixed on the destination that we become unaware of the territory on which we travel. So I recommend just for today, practice navigating the path towards your destination with fluidity and balance, and remain attentive to your goal with present moment awareness. So if you do this, you will take a powerful step toward realizing your dreams and living your destinies. I have to tell you, I'm looking for a new place to live right now, and I have found myself feeling really exhausted. There's definitely amenities that I'm clear I want, and because I work from home, there are things that will make my life greater, and I'm looking forward to having. And I found yesterday, again, this exhaustion, and I realized, oh, this is really interesting. My goal is a new place to live, and it has the feel of this and the idea of that. And I realized I have spread myself so thin, looking all over the west side of Los Angeles, that I'm not assisting myself to create that goal. I'm actually exhausting myself trying to create the goal. So I realized I have to make a much smaller niche of what I'm looking for. I have to set my sights on just one or two towns. It'll make it so much simpler. And then I got really clear. Oh, I'm looking at all these places that have a lot of upgrades, but really what I want is something that has a lot of things included that will make my life easier, such as having a gym on the premise, such as having a pool on the premise, such as having grass for my dog, which I promised her to have in our new place. So once I made everything much smaller and clearer, my searches are easier, the calls I make are easier. So think about that in terms of your goal, dream, desire. Get really clear, because can you have what you want, what you desire? Yes, the answer is always yes. So make it simpler for the universe to give it to you. In the passionate pursuit of your life's purpose, your destination, you have the choice to stay present in the now, which increases your awareness to the many supportive cues and opportunities that arise for all of us along the path. Staying connected to the present enables us to enjoy every moment of the journey, the people we meet, and the experiences we can enjoy with them. It enriches us as we live out our deepest, most heartfelt desires. And one of my great desires on this planet has been about wine, and to that end, I have pursued 2 years of classes, and I've become certified. I really love wine. I find the history, the geography, I find the different types, the different places, and what's possible with wine to be romantic and luxurious and delicious. If you love wine, too, or know people who do, go to directsellers.com/debswinewonders. It's sellers as in a wine cellar, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders. We send you wine that you love. Every month, experts select great premium wines chosen from small family-owned boutique wineries around the world. At directsellers.com/debswinewonders, you won't have to drive across town or settle for the poor wine selection at your local supermarket ever again. And you can have reds and whites, or give them for business gifts, bring them to social events, keep them for your cellar and occasions. Here's our promise. It's that you will always have new wine to taste and enjoy every month at below retail prices. Shipped directly to your door, your wine comes with pairing notes, vineyard notes, how to store your wine, and of course, the exquisite wine itself. So discover and enjoy unique and delicious wines now at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. Yes, indeed. Today we have Drs. J.J. Hertak and Dr. Desiree Hertak, who are founders of the Academy for Future Science at futurescience.org, an international non-governmental organization that works to bring cooperation between science and consciousness. Together, the Hertaks have written several books, including their latest book entitled Over Self-Awakening, and their most recent entitled, co-authored with Dr. Elizabeth Rauscher, entitled Mind Dynamics. Dr. J.J. Hertak is also the author of numerous books, including the Book of Knowledge, The Keys of Enoch, translated into 20 knowledges, and End of Suffering, that he co-authored with his colleague physicist Russell Targ. They are also well known for their inspirational music, their most recent CD being Sacred Name, Sacred Codes, with one of my favorites, collaborative music, with Stephen Halpern, who's been on the show before, and also their new graphic films and old graphic films such as Merkaba and The Light Body, from which they have won over 15 national and international awards. Their latest graphic film is called Gates of Light. Find out more about them at keysofenoch.org. I welcome you both, the Hertogs, to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you here today.
Wonderful introduction. We appreciate your work so much, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to give some good ideas about what we face, where we're going, what the whole blueprint of life holds for us.
But I agree with what your opening was about mindfulness. If we focus, you were talking about your own need to find a new living space, you know, then things start just opening for us. And I think that's so important, because if people just go with their, we'll say, you know, their heads and not their hearts and not their alignment to the divine, which is everywhere, then they don't get necessarily what they really should be getting. And if they can open to that, then things amazingly fall in place. Something just opens in the last second and someone calls you and, you know, there's your apartment. So let's hope it goes the same for you.
Absolutely. I have to concur, and I have to say my life constantly works like that, and the less sometimes emphasis but the more clarity I have, the quicker the universe plops the most amazing things in my path. So I highly recommend it for everybody. I've had the greatest healers, the greatest collaborations, the greatest shoes, the greatest cars, the greatest situations, and mind-blowing possibilities. So do make it more niche and do remain open. And speaking of mind-blowing possibilities, so let's start with this. JJ, 1973, you had a profound experience that changed your life. Will you and your wife, Desiree, discuss this experience? What was the experience you had that was so profound?
In a few words, to simplify, I was a young professor looking for realities of the higher divine presence. As a scholar, I was not satisfied with the textbook's explanation of the quote-unquote the source or the divine dimension of life. I felt it was necessary, after many years of research, both with the Far Eastern text and traditions, as well as those of the ancient Near East, from ancient Israel and Egypt, that there had to be some way of tapping into the higher realms of consciousness. And so I began to meditate in the ancient Hebrew, Aramaic, and Sanskrit languages, and the energy field that I created opened a morphogenic door where I physically saw this tremendous light, this pure energy of light surround me and invite me into a higher dimension. And physically, I went into this higher dimension where I saw what I describe as scenario abstracts or visions of how our planet is but a schoolhouse in a vast and awesome universe. And we are simply given the opportunity to evolve our soul, evolve our spirit, evolve our humanity to another level of creation through which we connect with these other worlds of cosmic cultures. And I was shown that there were many places on Mother Earth where higher intelligence had been before, and these places would be discovered. I would document them in a book called The Keys of Enoch. Mm-hmm. And at a certain point in the future, the governments of the world would actually tell their people the shocking truth that we're not alone in the universe, and that there was a higher purpose for humanity's existence.
Right, and we make a distinction from his experience between extraterrestrials, which we also talk about and go to conferences like Contact in the Desert, which is down there in Los Angeles, but also what we would call ultra-terrestrials, which are literally beings that don't need any kind of spaceship and that really don't even have a physical form. They have a light body form. And Dr. Jack was one of the first to talk about light bodies, to talk about Merkaba experiences, to talk about the importance of also star systems like Orion, the Pleiades. So this is all in the Keys of Enoch back in the early 1970s.
I love that. And isn't that where we're all headed anyway, that we are matter and energy and we can think and transport ourselves? I mean, we probably actually have the capability if we could use all of the gray matter that's in between our ears. But what do you think about that? Are we headed there?
Well, definitely. In fact, we feel we really came from there. And Dr. Jack, actually, you didn't put it in your book. The Keys of Enoch are actually 54 of 64 keys. And he started coming out with the next 10 keys, which are part of what he experienced. He wanted more pictures and more graphics, almost like an augmented reality. He had to give up on that because of the cost. So we're key 401 came out, and the whole idea is we are the light. And the whole purpose of that book is showing that all the mathematics of who we are and what we are, the 12 to 24 rib bones that we have in our body and all the mathematics that is in our whole system, even the DNA, really comes from the light. And a couple times now, and this is unusual for many people, we've actually gone to see the Shroud of Turin, and this is supposedly the Jesus. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, Jesus didn't die, or he went to India, or all these other things. But to us, the whole concept of the Shroud of Turin and the whole transformation off the cross is the fact that he went from a matter body into a light body. And that was really the greatest gift, showing all of us that we can go into too, and we don't do any exclusivity here, that we all have the potential of going into the light body.
We all have the potential of going into the light body. So if we're co-creators of our own world, if we have the potential to become light beings, how do we accomplish this?
I feel this is largely through a sense of inner joy and experience and understanding that life is directed by the way we think, the way we feel, the way we love. We are, to use a technical term, we are biotransducers or energy vehicles in tune with the universe. If we simply follow the script of the three-dimensional path, we simply stay within the three-dimensional flow of consciousness. But if we discover we can reach out with our thoughts and ideas to heal people, to send them love, to feel an energy and experience of great creativity, then we begin to realize we are multidimensional beings, and we begin to open up our mind to the other dimensions. Like a radio receiver, we begin to work with all channels of capability and communication and consistency. So this is the bigger blueprint of recognizing we are human, but we are also connected with a parapsychological and a parapsychological dimension of knowledge, which generally is not recognized until a recent period of, shall we say, the last 20 years, where there's been a shift in consciousness in recognizing that consciousness is the hidden variable to these higher states.
And if I can add, I just want to emphasize people do need to still keep their day jobs and do the practical things like finding an apartment. But at the same time, they shouldn't put all their energy into that. And really, connection or reconnection, as we rather say, to higher realities, it is actually critical for being on the pathway, not only to do the right thing on this planet and to find the right realities on this planet, but also to take you into other higher realities. And in that sense, we're saying that really it's experiential. Connections with the other world really has to be experiential. It can't be intellectual. And in addition to that, and so that's why meditation has been so popular for thousands of years, because it does take you. We're not into the meditation where you get into the void of nothingness. In fact, we think nothingness is really the all. So you get into the all, and you are part of that all. That's an experiential reality. And that really can take you places. And it is a co-participation with higher levels of intelligence, and that's what really gets you there.
So besides what Desiree just said, the all, it's also the inner dynamic of joy in higher love or unconditional love. It is this greater love that heals the separation of our heart and our mind. It is this greater joy that heals the separation from our heart and from our soul. And together, we understand the dynamic of the third part, which is the spirit. So in the combination of these three powers, mind, body, and spirit, we begin to understand what the ancients in India thought of as the trikaya, the Sanskrit word for the threefold nature of life. It is the vehicle to listen and to honor our hearts. It is the vehicle to nourish ourselves deeply. It is also the vehicle to unfold our true self into the greater self.
Our true self into the greater self. So you mentioned right at the top, you had a couple of questions based on the opening of the show, and of course I made note of one, where we are headed. I would love to ask you for your vision of where we're headed. What kind of answers might you have, or how can you illuminate the problems that we're facing right now as a world humanity?
Right, I don't want to date the show, but we just saw yesterday on CNN, Al Gore getting on talking about his second movie. You know, I think a lot of people saw that, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, climate crisis, he's calling it. And all of that is valid. My sister lives in Florida, and on certain high tides, maybe a few times a year, she has to drive 7 blocks to get to her house because she lives very close to the beach. Fortunately, she's old enough, and I think she probably could stay there another 5 or 10 years and still survive. But, you know, there are major problems. We don't have to talk about politics, but that's obvious all over the world. And everything else that's building and building and building. So, I mean, future science, that there will always be a future and there will also always be science. Because we are not alone in the universe. And we said this to people in 2012. In fact, down in Cancun, we did a conference called Beyond 2012 on the Saturday and Sunday after the 2012 event, because we felt, and we had a lot of people, 1,500 people came to join us. The idea is that we are literally, you know, you can see the end of the world if you see it only as us little people living on this little planet. But when you realize that we are interconnected, with a vast and awesome universe and intelligences that are here to help us, to give us new science, to give us a higher consciousness, to awaken us, then you can see that we have a greater potential. We have a greater reality. In fact, a friend of mine, you know, one of the things taking place on the planet is that the magnetic field is getting quite weak. In fact, some scientists feel that the North and South poles at some point can shift, not necessarily physically, but we'll say electromagnetically, where the, what we call North will be the South, and what we call South will be the North. So, you know, this has happened many times in the past. But as it goes down, it probably will never go to zero, but it goes low. And the reason I'm saying this is it's very low over Brazil. And Brazil, the people there have a higher consciousness. They really, they work a lot from the heart. Some people call Brazil like it, almost like it's shaped like a heart. And I believe some of the magnetic field strains are actually keeping us in certain, we'll say, limitations. And by the shift, the very shift of the magnetic field strength, we are becoming more heart-centered, more psychic, more open to other realities. For some, this is chaos because they're not prepared in any way, shape, or form for that. But for others, it's like reconnecting them. And so just the whole planet field is happening, I think, is geared to our evolution, and that ultimate evolution is to the light.
Yes,
ultimate revolution is to the light. And, you know, I'm just going to jump in here. I think the connection, it's a little wonky. So let's go to break right now, and we can just correct that very quickly during the break. And clearly, when we come back, we have some great territory to cover here. I'm going to open up the subject of remote viewing and some quantum physics and entanglements. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app. It's on iTunes, and it's called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to debbiedashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. debbiedashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing Drs. JJ and Desiree Hertak. You can find out more at futurescience.org. I want to get a little personal, and I want to ask, how did you two meet? I've seen you both on video, and I can see the enormous connection you have on a professional level, but also on a personal level. You're almost finishing each other's sentences, and surely you're aligned on the same path with your life's work. What is the story behind this melding, if you will? How did you meet?
Well, I was a young professor hired by Roy Disney. That's the brother of Roy Disney back in the late 60s, Walt Disney. And I was teaching critical studies at California Institute of the Arts, which was a new experience of Walt Disney wanting to bring together the ideas of philosophy, science, and acting and theater. And so I had the opportunity to teach some of the leading people who went on to develop special effects for Star Wars
and working with Steven Spielberg, George Lucas. I had Liza Minnelli as one of my students, Desi Arnaz Jr. as another. We were working really with the top of the top, and Desiree was one of my students, and she was able to catch on to my ability to bring the concept of the art and sciences along with a little spiritual taste of honey together. So that worked out very nicely. She was incredibly smart and gifted. Mm. And so, as you said so nicely, she was able to finish my sentences.
And so that was a long time ago. We don't even say how long we've been married, but I often think we should give classes on marriage, you know, consulting, because we've done so well together.
Well, it's the marriage of the heart and the soul.
Right, exactly. It has to work on many levels. I think that's the key to it all.
That's so beautiful. I love seeing that. It's, you know, inspirational, I think, for most of us who dream of that kind of that level of relationship and connection. So you met in this human form here, and I know the school of which you speak of, and you're surrounded by celebs, and I guess you're meant to be there because you get to meet Desiree.
Well, this is the first, if I can just jump in here another second. We had Ravi Shankar, we had Leonard Bernstein on the faculty. I was also connected with the music faculty as a young composer, and one thing led to another, and I had exceptional experiences since I taught courses in biofeedback or mind meditation techniques. And one thing led to another, and we just realized there was a higher purpose for our coming together.
Well, actually, so I knew him about 3 months before his experience, because that was just the year that I started school there. I come from Florida and the area of Miami, and, you know, things were known about the Bermuda Triangle and all that kind of stuff, so I was already into a lot of this stuff. So when he had his experience, I was one of the few people who actually could understand what he was saying. You got to realize, in 1973, which is when he had his experience, people didn't even know what the pyramid was. You say the Great Pyramid, they go, where?
Wow.
You know, I mean, it was just a whole different mindset. And so, fortunately, people have become awakened. And the whole purpose of the Keys of Enoch, actually, he was told, was to give like a blueprint for not only the past, the present, but also the future. Because what's so important is the fact that we're catching up. Back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, we didn't understand a lot about extraterrestrials, a lot about higher consciousness. I mean, the people were still just coming from the East. You had people like Satchidananda.
Ellen Watts, other people like this. So the holistic picture required an integration of science, spirituality, music, and other levels of being, should we say, open to the fact that we were just part of a much greater evolutionary process. And that being the case, I was also, in my background, given an opportunity to study with some of the great scholars at various universities. And I had, I was told, a very good mind to catch on quickly. And so I began to explore other areas. I was a consultant and a participant with the Center for Democratic Institutions in Santa Barbara, which had some of the best people like Rex Tugwell, who worked with President Roosevelt back in the 1940s, people like Harvey Wheeler, who worked with Failsafe, and other areas of futurism. And so we put together an organization, and it's still called Academy for Future Science, because we believe that there always will be a future, and there always will be science, sacred science, science guided by consciousness.
But if I can add one more thing, according to our last discussion, what also happened in the 1970s, early 70s, was the study of remote viewing at Stanford Research Institute. And I know that's our next topic of conversation.
Yes, thank you.
And basically, you know, there was a lot like Ingo Swann, Uri Geller, someone named Pat Price, that all went to Stanford Research Institute, which now, because it's been released by the Declassification or Act or whatever of the government, you can say that they actually had, we weren't part of that at that point. We knew a lot of the people, but we weren't part of it. They had CIA funding. And from the research, they were so amazed how specific this stuff was that they kept giving them money. In fact, if I can go on, President Carter was once asked, you know, what was the most amazing thing that happened to you while you were in, you know, amazing, not just, you know, strange or something, but that happened to you while you were in Washington. He goes, well, there was a plane that crashed in Africa. It was a Russian plane.
plane, and we wanted the information from that plane before the Russians got it. So we asked Stanford Research Institute, or at least this program, to give us the location of the plane. This is back in the 70s. This is way before. When was Carter president, actually?
76 to 80.
76 to 80. So, you know, so they got their psychics together, and this one psychic who gave them the information said, well, I see this, you know, mound, I see this river, and I see the plane on this side of the river or whatever. They were able to get there before the Russians got there.
Hmm.
So
wow.
It's amazing what, you know, so that's why you got CIA funding for this stuff. But, of course, we didn't do that, but we did a lot more stuff.
And anything else we need to know about the background about remote viewing that will help us for the next part, what it is, how it relates to us today?
Well, remote viewing was explored by many researchers back in the 1960s and 50s. I worked with a gentleman named Henry Belk, who's Belk Foundation in North Carolina explored the power of shamans or people who had the power of mental communication over long distances in Brazil, in the Philippines, in Mexico. And so I had the opportunity to work with some of the best parapsychologists. I was a member of the Academy of Parapsychology and Medicine who did a lot of the research that was documented by Dr. Elmer Green from the Menninger Clinic in Kansas and some of the top authorities in the United States, showing that definitely we could scientifically prove the mind had the ability of non-locality, the ability to see and enter other dimensional space, receive information and bring it back so it could be physically interpreted and understood. This blew the mind off of those at the IIIE, at the scientific, shall we say, high command of the military think tanks. People began to realize, wow, there is a power that we could use to explore the nature of the universe, and that rests around the properties of consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so what's interesting is, like, Russell Targ's done studies on this as well, and it seems like you're not actually sending and receiving a signal. Say, like he said to me, Debbie, I want to know, you know, what am I wearing right now in Los Angeles? I'm not going to send my signal to you and bring it back. What these people did that were well-trained in it is they actually, through non-locality, were there. So it was instantaneous. It wasn't the speed of sound or speed of light or anything like that. They were instantaneously able to put their mind exactly where it needed to be and see what exactly that was, even though, you know, it wasn't operative in their five senses. So anyway, that's really...
It was super sensory. And we show pictures of this. This is why this new book is so important for those who hear this program. Mind Dynamics in Space and Time is nearly 700 pages. It shows well over 200 different expeditions and experiments where you can actually see how the sender and receiver of information over thousands of miles can see the mental picture, diagram it, and how it's then interpreted or refereed by independent scholars and visitors. So this book is a textbook that everybody should have because it actually shows the finer details of what is missing when we think about consciousness. It's just too vague and abstract for most people.
And do you do remote viewing yourself, or is this something you've seen done and are fascinated with?
Well, the particular book, which is available at Amazon as well, so Mind Dynamics in Space and Time from Elizabeth Rauscher and ourselves, she was one of the people from the 70s that worked with Russell Targ and Hal Puthoff. In fact, many of their sketches that were done by the remote viewers, either she made or she was part of the outbound team. So with that said, we do it sometimes, but we're not the trained experts. She, in this book, we show not only the 70s research, but we actually bring it into a few years back. When we were in Egypt, she remote viewed from her place in the area of Arizona to us in Egypt and also in several other locations. And so you can see her drawings, and then you see our pictures of where we were, and you can get the comparison. But I think what's also important to say, because, you know, people can practice this, and I always say this, that, you know, one of the ways that people can train their minds in remote viewing, remote thinking, one could say, is, like, don't pick up your cell phone and look at who's calling you. Think in your mind who is calling you first.
Huh.
And you can start training yourself to do that. It's a very simple way. Everyone, you know, can do it every day, 3 or 4 times a day, maybe 10 times a day, depending on who. And you'd be amazed. People like Rupert Sheldrake has done studies, especially family members. Very easy to pick up when your family member is calling you because your mind and their mind are linked. Now, there's a couple other things you can do with this because, you know, okay, it's fun to know what's, you know, what does Egypt look like and go over there and imagine or something. But basically, you can send energy also for healing. Elizabeth Rauscher, I say, when I ask her, what do you want for dinner? She remote views the food store. I mean, you can do it in everything you want. I mean, if people start doing it, and you know what we say? This is really how we're made to think. We have been taught that we can't do it.
Not
so
to
we
think.
Don't,
We've been taught well, not to think, to follow a three-dimensional script that we got from our parents, and we do not think for ourselves, or at least we're not trained to do that. Unless we have exceptional experiences or self-realization, higher states of awareness, or the dawning of consciousness through poetry and through through music. In a word, remote viewing is being able to see without ordinary sight a universe of possibilities and realities, and to step into that and realize, wow, we are multidimensional beings. We are non-local multidimensional beings that live in a universe of awareness, a universe of experience, and the universe of higher expanded viewing.
And what about the entanglement that creates current quantum physics? What really is entanglement in terms of quantum physics?
Well, what we're showing with remote viewing, we believe you can cross over and say this is what quantum physics is talking about. Technically, quantum physics is talking about the fact that there is a non-local reality. So what they've done experiments with, especially in Switzerland, even Swisscom, which is their like telecommunications, like AT&T, got involved with this. They split up what would be called an entangled photon, a beam of light. They split it into two parts, and they sent one 9 kilometers away and the other 9 kilometers away. So you had 18 kilometers as separate from each other, and let me just get rid of that. And what happened with all that is that they switched one of the photons up and the other one 18 kilometers away, faster than the speed of light, switched as well, switched the other direction because they can't have two at the same place. So that's the physical experiment that was done, that they literally saw that two disconnected photons would be able to react to one another at 18 kilometers away. And they've actually done this even in longer states, but that's one of the best experiments. Now, that shows that they are connected in some way. That is entangled. The whole idea is that we believe everything is entangled. We all come from the same plenum or the same universe, and everything is interconnected. Einstein saw this. He called it spooky action at a distance. He saw it. He didn't want to deal with it. He actually said, I don't want to deal with this stuff. It doesn't relate to, you know, my general relativity
theory. And John S. Bell elaborated on this called Bell's Theorem. And to say it another way, there is a inner dynamic within each of us that gives us a relationship to the size of the universe that we live and operate with according to a new physics guided by consciousness. So the diameter of a little proton inside of us and our range of vision is part of a larger mass energy space-time transformation, which goes on all the time, which involves changes in our basic concepts of the known reality, which is now changing. So we realize, well, we can expand our concept of space. We can go beyond time as it's arbitrarily measured. We can use other concepts of science and other levels of our senses. That is to say, the sixth and the seventh dimension begin to open into a whole new reality. In fact, in our book, we explain that we operate with an eight-dimensional physics. Four dimensions are mirrored by another four, which is really the grounding of a whole new shift of bringing science, spirituality, and consciousness together as one dynamic.
One dynamic. Unbelievable. This is, you know, it sounds like I'm watching some kind of futuristic show, and it's right now. This is right now. This is amazing conversation. And by the way, I can't wait to delve into your books. Are your books also in audiobook, or are they print and ebook only?
Mostly print, actually. We still have kept some out of ebook, but we actually have a lot of music, and I want to maybe talk about that in towards the latter part, because I think music is a real way of people finding their higher connection.
Some of our teaching in our book, The Keys of Enoch, has been used by Carla Santana, the wife of John Coltrane, Ellis Coltrane. Many of the music greats throughout the world have used our teaching, our books, our ideas, our illustrations for a new type of music dynamic called
Universal
Tone.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. We're going to go over the music because I've got some questions as well. When you work with Stephen Halpern, that's no joke. I know the level at which you must be composing.
He was my first student in music. I'm so proud of him.
Oh, my God. He's one of my favorites, actually. We've just been emailing lately. He's been on the show, and I really adore him and what he creates. So stay with us. We will talk about music and dreams when we come back. This is Debbie Dashinger, and we'll have more with Drs. JJ and Desiree Hertak in just a minute.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ADS at DebbieDashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ADS at DebbieDashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What books are you reading? Are you ready for a must-read? Winner of the Inspirational Book of the Year Award and international bestsellers, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts by Debbie Dashinger, as well as the acclaimed Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Buy the books from Amazon today. U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest said these are critics' picks by Debbie Dashinger. Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success contain gems to live your life by.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. And I want to ask you both here at the top, this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Our future dreams would be a unified humanity that would be able to go into positive futures, overcoming the dualism of Western thinking that separates the scientific and the spiritual. We're interested in bringing the two together, and through this we're orchestrating a worldwide education program connected in part with NGOs at the UN and connected to our worldwide organization of the Academy.
But, you know, one of the ways of getting there is really through music. I know you talked about Stephen
yes.
Halpern as being a friend, and we've known him since the 70s as well. And we find people can actually find, we just listened to actually someone yesterday who was a young black girl who was really trying to commit suicide when she was 14 or 15 because of the way her father had taken care of her, and wrongly, so to speak. And she found a violin. It was given to her in a free program from the schools here in New York, and she started playing it, and it changed her life. And that's just one example. And it happens to all of us if we put the right music on, not necessarily heavy metal music maybe, but
right.
you know, something that is upbeat, something that is, you know, spiritual as far as we're concerned. That's what we've come out with a lot of on our own.
Or what some call global spirit, the music of global spirit. And we've tested this with the pyramids of Egypt and Mexico and throughout the world. We have found that these ancient treasures of antiquity, the great buildings in sacred areas, were built with a musical cue, a musical principle of vibration. And by using sacred mantras and sacred music, we've been able to elevate consciousness very, very quickly. And we've demonstrated this scientifically to the skeptics throughout the world. And more publications will be coming out regarding sacred music and higher states of consciousness.
But why? Because we're really vibratory beings. If we're light beings, we're also vibratory beings. And so music and what we surround ourselves with in terms of consciousness, thought, really makes a difference in our lives.
And sacred, so you're talking about codes within music that can
exactly.
make alterations here on a vibrational level. And what kind of codes are we talking about?
We're talking about biofeedback levels of inner experience that go with each of the chakras that have their own musical cues and musical signals, in essence showing how the body is a musical biotransducer, how we can actually work with the symphony of sound that's built into our DNA, working with the background energy of the environment, working with the energy of the greater universe that has a sound pattern. Everything is vibrations, everything is sound. That's capsulized in terms of cues that we have to get in through higher states of consciousness and sacred musical geometries. And this, is, of course, is a science that is being pioneered by our colleagues and ourselves in various places throughout the world. But it's essentially a higher way of swimming in hyperspace.
Yeah, we invite people to sing along, chant along. It's like the Sanskrit people always did chanting, but most people don't realize why they did that. They think it's just to focus their mind. It actually transforms your entire body. Every cell in your body is working on a vibration, on a frequency. And if you sing, and people realize this, if they're singers, even in a choir, it just gives you a whole new vibration of life to sing together, to share together, to chant together, and even to chant alone and listen to your CD as you play it. So there's a couple we'll recommend at the very end. Again, it's keysofenoch.org is our website. Mm-hmm. But the main two albums, one is Sacred Names, Sacred Codes. That's with Stephen Halpern. That's more of the Middle Eastern, Hebraic Christian tradition. And the other is I Love With Greatness. That Dr. Hertak and I did some of the lyrics for, most of the lyrics.
By Jocelyn Smith, who's this great singer in Berlin, who was there at the Berlin Wall when it came down, and who's one of the great singers of modern Europe.
And she does a lot of the Sanskrit words that we gave her, because we actually have books out on the divine names of the mother from all around the world, the divine names of the father from the Middle East, and these are some of the things we also promote. So maybe on another show we can get into vibration.
Thank you.
So sacred sound, sacred geometry, sacred language, the language of light, is the inner river of vibration, our passion, our future, our well-being, and our truth.
And you are so both invited back. I have to tell you, I have loved this. I feel like we just opened the door, and I must hear this music. I'm already in, so I'm going to be checking out those sites as well. Thank you both, Drs. JJ and Desiree Hertak. Really loved having you on today.
Love to you, and be beacons of light, all of you throughout the world, as we prepare for a positive shift of consciousness in building a positive future.
Beautiful. And find out more about them at futurescience.org. And I end today's show with this quote from Deepak Chopra. If you obsess over whether you're making the right decision, you're basically assuming that the universe will reward you for one thing and punish you for another. The universe has no fixed agenda. Once you make any decision, it works around that decision. There is no right or wrong, only a series of possibilities that shift with each thought, feeling, and action that you experience. We have some amazing guests coming up. Brad Yates, who's an EFT master tapper, David Watson, The Channel, the amazing Rhonda Britton, and Oprah Winfrey book favorite Mark Robert Waldman, and of course, the powerful Michael Bernard Beckwith. So always stay tuned, and remember, life is complicated, wine shouldn't be. Discover new wine selections at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Thanks for joining us today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.